Have you ever been stumped by today's gospel where Jesus encounters the Greek and Syrophoenician woman and he calls her a dog? Well, if you have, in today's video, I want to explain why this is actually an amazing passage and it has so much to teach us. So the first thing that we need to think of is we need to look at the gospel through the lens of someone who's an actor. And when we look at the gospel, we realize that a lot of information is not given to us in how Jesus says things. All we're told is what he says. We're not told the tone. We're not told if he was sarcastic. We're not told his intentions. And this is where we can take this passage and bring it to prayer and realize that a lot of other things could have been going on. For instance, he could have been joking. None of that is said. The only thing that we see are the words. So for instance, when I pray with this gospel, here's what one realization that I've come to. First of all, is that Jesus was probably using a little bit of sarcasm. Now, he was challenging this woman in a way that others would have challenged her because he wanted to prove to other people that she actually would rise to the challenge and have more faith than even some of his disciples. Now, I came to this conclusion by reading into it tones and ways of speaking that Jesus could have been using that the gospel writers don't necessarily tell us. Now, you might take this gospel to prayer and find out other things. That's the beauty of the gospel. There's certain freedom allowed there that we could read in things that are not necessarily present. Now that's one way of looking at it. There are a few other things that we can learn from this gospel that are actually quite amazing. So one of the things that usually scripture scholars will say is that Jesus's main mission and the Father's will to him was to come to the people of Israel and not to people outside of Israel. And so what does this show us? What this shows us is that God's will can be one thing and we can actually come and slightly change God's will. Now, I actually read this one time that we can actually shift God's will if it's not in opposition to his original will. So God's will, and Jesus says it, was to come to the people of Israel. This woman comes, and since she had enough perseverance and going to her didn't detract from that original mission, Jesus said, okay, well, I'll take this kind of side path and grant you what you want. Now, what can we take from that? That if we have enough persistence and perseverance in our prayer, we can actually shift God's will from its original plan, as long as it doesn't contradict God's original will. He literally allows us to be influencers in the will of God. I think that is supremely amazing. So this woman's example really shows to us the power of persistent intercession. Now, a third and really corresponding and similar lesson that we can take from the second one is something of what the prayer process is like. That often when we come and plead to God, we will encounter obstacles. In fact, we will probably encounter challenges that go to our root that we specifically find unbelievably challenging. And then what God is trying to tell us is that we need to persevere. We need to see the thing that we're going to receive and keep praying no matter what. Even if God himself puts obstacles to us, he is telling us, please keep pleading, keep asking. And if you persevere, you will receive the thing that you are looking for. So perhaps there's someone out there right now that has these amazing obstacles, all these things that seem to be coming against you, and you have this incredible petition that you want to place before God. This gospel is telling you to keep praying and not be afraid. The last thing that we can learn from this gospel is this unbelievable teaching. So Jesus was going to the Jewish people. They were the family of God. Now this Greek woman was outside of God's family, and yet she could pray and obtain things from Jesus, even if it was a little bit more difficult. What we can learn from this is that even non-Catholics and non-Christians can plead to God and receive graces. Now, it may not be the normal route. It may not be what normally and typically happens, but in occasions it does happen. So this gives us hope, and we can tell other people that aren't Catholic and maybe aren't going to convert anytime soon. We can tell them, ask God, be persistent, because even if you are not in the Catholic family, you can receive graces just as this Greek woman did in the gospel. My friends, I hope these different ways of seeing the gospel were enlightening to you. I hope they increased your faith and encourage you to persevere in your own prayer life God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.